Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Good afternoon from the McDowell Sports Complex, home of the Cannon McMillan Big Macs. It's high school baseball here on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Mark Uriah. And this afternoon, Cannon McMillan hosts Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Our baseball coverage today is brought to you by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. BNX Dream Field, making your dream field come true. And Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Final days of play here in the high school baseball and softball season. And in 6A, there are two sections, and you play, unlike the other classifications where you play two game series, in 6A they are three game series. And in this 6A section, Mount Lebanon is 11-2. They have clinched first place. Enfield and Norwin have also clinched playoff spots. Top four in each section get in. Enfield is 8-5. Norwin is 7-5. And those two teams are playing the second game of a three-game series today. Norwin won yesterday 10-8. And then Cannon McMillan 7-6. Pittsburgh Central Catholic at 5-8. And Baldwin eliminated at 0-12. Basically, if Cannon McMillan wins one of these next two games against the Pittsburgh Central Catholic, then they will clinch a playoff spot. Norwin, they have one fewer game played, and they're going to play on, I believe that's Monday, May 6th. They're going to be playing at Baldwin. They played two games of that series already, but didn't get the third one in, so they're playing on the 6th, and that will be at Baldwin. There could end up being a three-way tie, but that does not do Cannon McMillan any good. They basically, again, have to win one of these next two games here against Pittsburgh Central Catholic to clinch a playoff spot. They played yesterday, and Central Catholic was a 9-7 winner. Talked to Brendan Steele, the Cannon McMillan head coach, and they made a couple of errors, a couple of baseball running mistakes, and had 13 hits in the game, but mistakes, in his opinion, cost him that game. So they'll try to be better here this afternoon against the Vikings of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Umpires heading toward a home plate, and Brian Gillespie will be on the plate. Brent Schimmel, will be the base umpire today. Artificial infield here at the McDowell Complex for Cannon McMillan. Natural grass in the outfield. The teams exchange lineups. We'll take a quick break and come back and give you the starting lineups when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Starting lineups first for the visitors from Pittsburgh Central Catholic under head coach John Rendy. Yaniel Heredia leads off. He is in center field. Batting second and catching is Gavin Kelly. Christopher Proch plays right field and bats third. In the cleanup spot is first baseman Adam Sarkis. Batting fifth and playing second base is Chase Jelpy. The number six hitter at third base is Maxim Klister. Batting seventh is the designated hitter, Luke McCartney. He is batting for the pitcher, Ryan Tater. The number 8 hitter in left field is Ryan DeLuca, and batting 9th and playing shortstop is Landon Green. For the Big Macs of Kenan McMillan, Sam Meredith leads off. He's at shortstop. Center fielder Cam Russell bats 2nd. Behind the plate is Ben Peterson. He's in the number 3 spot. Pitcher MJ Marshak is hitting in the cleanup spot. Actually, I'm sorry, he will not bat. It's Nico Petragas, who is the designated hitter batting for Marshak in the cleanup spot. Batting 5th second baseman, Alex Schenck. The number 6 hitter is Teddy Burke at 3rd base. Batting 7th, Braden Radu, who's at 1st base. The number 8 hitter is left fielder Colin Yeager. And batting 9th and playing right field is William Kazak for Cannon McMillan. Just looking at some numbers here while the discussion continues at home plate. I mentioned Cannon McMillan is 7th and 6th in the section. Big Macs are 7-8 overall. Cannon McMillan has scored 94 runs, which is 2nd most in the section. They've only given up 61. That's overall. Those are overall numbers for Cannon McMillan. Pittsburgh Central Catholic has scored 105 runs, 2nd only to Hempfield. But the Vikings have given up 87 runs, which is most, 2nd most in the section. Baldwin has given up 139. So the meeting at the mound has broken up. And Dave Davis, our public address announcer, will give the starting lineups.
Number 3, Gavin Kelly.
We're going to have Cannon McMillan softball for you on Thursday.
Number 12.
And that is a 4 o'clock game that we'll have here for you. And it's win and get in for the Big Mac softball team come Thursday. So we'll bring you that action as well. Just looking at the breakdown in the section, Cannon McMillan won 1 of 3 games against Mount Lebanon. They're 2-1 against Norwin, 1-2 against Hempfield. Big Macs have swept Baldwin, and this being the 2nd game of the series with Central Catholic. Central Catholic winning yesterday. Central Catholic, on the other hand, was swept by Hempfield. They're 1-2 against Mount Lebanon. They've swept Baldwin as well. Also were swept by Norwin. And, of course, the 1-0 record against Cannon McMillan winning yesterday by a score of 9-7. Hope the forecast holds out, which we hope will be a dry for the rest of the day. And a slight chance over the next couple of hours for possibly some more rain. Looking at the sky here, you know, some clouds in the distance that don't look the best for baseball, but we'll see how that goes. Big Max taking the field as the lineup being introduced. It's been a couple of years, more than a couple probably, since I've seen the Big Max here at the McDowell Complex. Recent years, the games of theirs that I have done have been at Wild Things Park. But that nice turf surface here in the infield for the Big Max. And we'll get our national anthem and come back with the first pitch between Cannon McMillan and Pittsburgh Central Catholic in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock, for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Bear.
Just about ready to get started here. Pittsburgh Central Catholic visiting Cannon McMillan for high school baseball action here on WJPA. On the hill for Cannon McMillan is N.J. Marshak, right-hander. Marshak, a sophomore. His numbers on the season, as per Max Preps, an ERA of 0.74, 2-1 record. This will be his sixth appearance and fifth start. He has one complete game and one shutout. In 19 innings pitched, he's given up 10 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned, 8 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Has a .145 opponent's batting average against. And he's hit one batter. And the right-hander just about finished with his warm-ups, and we're just about ready to go here at Cannon McMillan. Part of our stretch drive coverage of high school baseball and softball here on WJPA. Obviously, tail end of the season, a lot of games of importance here. I've also been warned 3 times, especially about left-handed batters fouling balls off that could come quickly up here to the press box, so. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Yaniel Heredia leading it off for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Swings and misses at a fastball from Marshak on the first pitch of the ballgame. Marshak into the windup. His one strike pitch. Foul back. That's the kind that would come up here if Heredia was a left-handed batter. Heredia on the season, batting .288, 52 at-bats, 15 hits, 6 runs batted in, 4 doubles. Looking at an 0-2 count here, Marshak delivers, and pitch misses just downstairs. Brendan Steele telling you that Marshak throws a fastball, changeup, and slider. Even he's not sure sometimes as the 1-2 comes in, fouled off on the right side out of play. But Coach Steele telling me that sometimes Marshak will throw kind of he says it's almost like a slurve, or he'll ask one of his assistants after a pitch, what was that? So a little variety there. Another 1-2 pitch, off speed, just missed outside. Ready and leading it off for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Again, a win, and Cannon McMillan is in the playoffs. If not, they'll play again tomorrow. 2-2 pitch. Ball hit in the air out on the left field line and out of play. Probably hear a little breeze in our crowd mic. Flag is behind the press box. Hard to get a good read on the direction the wind is blowing. Another pitch that misses to Heredia. And the count is full. Marshak winds and delivers. And off-speed pitch. Heredia just reaching out and getting the bat on it to stay alive. Heredia leading it off for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. And that's ball 4 outside. Lead-off walk for Heredia. That'll bring up Gavin Kelly, the catcher. Kelly hitting .439 in 41 at-bats. 18 hits, 11 runs batted in. Three doubles, couple of triples, one home run. He's a right-handed batter. Delia Sr. Marshak from the stretch, checks first, now comes to the plate. Line drive, base hit in the left field, past a diving Burke at third base. So a walk and a single, and Central Catholic in business here in the top of the first inning. Runners at first and second. Christopher Prock, the batter, a right-handed hitter. He is a sophomore. Brock hitting .429 in 42 at-bats. 18 hits, 14 runs batted in. Got a couple of homers to his credit. Hits from the right side, runners at first and second with nobody out. Marshak throws back to second base. Shortstop Merrigan coming in behind the bag takes the throw, but already a back in standing up. Marshak checks second. Now the first pitch to Proch is a fastball downstairs. Marshak looks into his catcher, Ben Peterson. Pretty good size lead for Heredia at second base. Line drive foul off the fence on the first base side. One ball, one strike. Heredia started the inning with a walk. Gavin Kelly with a solid single to left field to put runners at first and second. Marshak with a 1-1. Ground ball, right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Shank was cheating up towards second base. Ball into right field. Scoring from second is Heredia. Throw comes into second base to keep Kelly there. But a walk and two singles and a run in here for Pittsburgh Central Catholic in the top of the first. Still nobody out. Adam Sarkis, the first baseman, to bat. A left-handed hitter. First pitch down and in, skips away from the catcher, Peterson. Runners are going to advance. Peterson doesn't know where the ball is. It's all the way back here at the fence. And scoring from second base is Kelly. And moving to third is Proch. Big Macs quickly down 2-0 and still nobody out. And the runner, Proch, at third base. One ball to Sarkis. Sarkis hitting .226. 1-0 pitch, fastball just above the knees on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Well, pitch for Sarkis in 53 at-bats, 14 runs batted in. Does have a home run to his credit. Takes the pitch down low in the turf, 2-1. Proch the runner at third. Still nobody out. 2 runs in for Pittsburgh Central Catholic here in the top of the first. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sarkis out in front of an off-speed pitch there. Evens the count at 2. Marshak working from the stretch with the runner at third. Fastball hits out in front of home plate. Good block by Peterson. Full count. Jack looks in. The right-hander stretches. His 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left field. Coming over toward the line and making the catch is Yeager. Tagging and scoring from third is Proch to make it 3-0. Three straight base runners for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. They all come around to score. Chase Jelpy, the second baseman, to bat. He's a left-handed hitter. Steps in now with one out and the base is empty. First pitch, line drive, base hit left field, or right field, excuse me. And Marshak just drops his head in frustration. Third hit of the inning. Jopy at first with one out for Maxim Clister, the third baseman, a right-handed hitter. Clister at 231 in 26 at-bats. Three runs batted in, a couple of doubles. First pitch to him. Fastball downstairs. A walk followed by two singles, a wild pitch that scored a run from second base, and a sacrifice fly. And put Pittsburgh Central Catholic up 3-0. Ball hit hard up the middle, stopped nicely by the shortstop. Throw to first base is not going to be in time. Meredith would got the flip to Shank at second base to get the force there for the second out of the inning. On the fielder's choice, Clister is on at first with two down. Jumping erased on the force play at second. Ryan Tater, the batter now. It's McCartney, the DH for Tater. McCartney hitting 217 in 23 at-bats. A couple of runs batted in, and also has a home run to his credit. He's a left-hander. Runner at first, two outs, three runs in the top of the first for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. First pitch to McCartney. This is low and away. Right-hander Marshak with the stretch, 1-0 pitch. Inside edge for a called strike, pitch about belt high, 1-1. McCartney waits as Marshak delivers the 1-1. Lifted foul and out of play, third base side. One ball, two strikes. MJ Marshak trying to get out of the inning here. The right-hander with the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, hits well out in front of home plate. Evens the count at 2. Clister leads from first, short lead. Marshak comes to the plate, fastball, swing, and a miss. And McCartney down on strikes to end the inning, but Pittsburgh Central Catholic comes up with 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors, and they strand one after half an inning. Pittsburgh Central Catholic 3, Kenna McMillan coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Kenna McMillan comes to bat in the bottom of the first inning, looking at a 3-0 deficit, facing Ryan Tater, the right-hander for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Tater 1-0 with a 2.50 ERA. This is his 5th appearance, if these numbers are up to date. In 14 innings, Tater has given up 8 runs, 5 earned, 10 walks, 18 strikeouts. A batting average of 151. The hitting numbers are up to date. That much I do know. So I'm going to assume the pitching numbers are as well. Catcher Gavin Kelly throws it down to second base, and Sam Meredith gets ready to lead it off here for the Big Bags.
Shortstop, number 27, Sam Meredith.
Meredith hitting .453 in 53 at-bats. 24 hits, 4 runs batted in. 6 doubles, right-handed hitter against the righty Ryan Tater. First pitch, fastball at the letters for a called strike. Tater with the one strike pitch. Ground ball, left side, cut off by the third baseman, Clister, threw to first in time to get Meredith for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up Cam Russell. He's hitting .412 on the year in 51 at bats, 21 hits, 16 runs batted in, 3 doubles. Russell, a left-handed hitter. Tater with the first pitch to Russell. It's a fastball downstairs. One out, base is empty for Kenny McMillan here in the bottom of the first inning. Tater with a 1-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Right-hander Tater with the 2-0 pitch. Russell jammed a little bit, grounds it to the first baseman Sarkis. He'll flip to Tater covering for the second out of the inning. So a couple of quick outs for Tater to start the bottom of the first. That'll bring up catcher Ben Peterson. Peterson hitting .244 on the season within 45 at-bats. 9 runs batted in, a couple of doubles and a couple of home runs. Peterson hits from the right side. Tater's offense staked into a 3-0 lead. He's got a couple of outs here in the bottom of the first, and he gets a called strike on the first pitch to Peterson. Tater works quickly. One strike pitch, check swing. Ball chopped foul, actually, over the dugout on the first base side. So Tater quickly ahead 0-2. Right-hander for Central Catholic with the pitch. Ball hit in the air to center field, hit pretty well. Heredia going back into the gap, and that one's gone. A home run to right center field for Ben Peterson. Big backs on the board. It's 3-1. Ball just kept carrying. And now a 3-1 lead for Pittsburgh Central Catholic here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Nico Petragas, the designated hitter, batting for the pitcher, MJ Marshak. Petragas on the season hitting .354 in 48 at-bats, 17 hits, 10 runs batted in. Swings and misses at the first offering from Tater. Petragas has one home run to his credit on the season. One strike pitch. Fastball, belt high, inside part of the plate for a called strike, 0-2. Tater winds and delivers. Off speed, it's in the turf, check swing, and appeal to the base umpire. Brett Schimmel says no swing by Petragas. So a ball and 2 strikes. Petragas, a sophomore for the Big Macs. 1-2 pitch, called strike. Trigas shakes his head as he comes back to the dugout. Big Macs get a run on the solo homer by Peterson. The only hit of the inning. No errors, nobody left. We've played one. Central Catholic leads Kenny McMillan 3-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We head to the second inning with Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading Kenna McMillan 3-1 here at the McDowell Complex. Vikings sent 7 to the plate in the top of the first inning. RBI single by Christopher Proch, and Gavin Kelly scored on a wild pitch from second base. Adam Sarkis with a sacrifice fly to score Proch. Pitch hits out in front of home plate to the right-handed hitting left fielder Ryan DeLuca. Big Mac right-hander MJ Marshak with a pitch that hits DeLuca up high. Sure, but grazed his front shoulder. It was hard to tell, but it got a piece of him. So DeLuca on base to start the top of the second. Number 9 hitter Landon Green steps in for the Vikings. Green hitting 333 in 57 at-bats. 19 hits, 10 runs batted in. 5 doubles, a home run, shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike. So DeLuca, the runner at first with nobody out in the top of the second for the Vikings. Burke playing in at third for the Big Macs. Purdue holding the runner on at first. Pitch missed outside, 1-1. DeLuca's short lead from first. Inches out a little bit more. Now the 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground. Shortstop Meredith has it, goes to second for one, through to first, in time for the 6-4-3 double play. Not a real hard hit ball, so there was no guarantee, and it was a pretty close play at first, but in time to get Green. And Marshak helped out by his defense there. 2 outs, bases empty, back to the top of the order, and Yaniel Heredia started the 3-run first for Pittsburgh Central Catholic with a walk. Came around to score the first run. Takes an off-speed pitch just underneath the letters for strike one. Marshak with the 0-1 pitch, fouled straight back. Marshak trying for a 1-2-3 inning with the 8 of that double play. Pittsburgh Central Catholic up 3-1. 2-strike pitch on the way to Heredia. Off speed, and he fouls it straight back. Russell playing in medium depth in the center field. Corner outfielder's a little bit deeper. Another 0-2 pitch due to Heredia. Takes a fastball high. Marshak back up on the rubber, the right-hander, with the 1-2. Breaking ball in the turf, evens the count at 2. DeLuca was hit by a pitch to start the inning. Green bounced into a 6-4-3 double play, 2-2 pitch. Tapper up the third baseline, going to be a tough play for the third baseman, and not his throw, not in time. Burke could not have played that any better, but good speed by Heredia. He's on with an infield single with 2 down. Brings up Gavin Kelly, who singled his first time up. And he scored from second base. On a wild pitch, Ben Peterson couldn't find the ball. It was up against the fence. Kelly came all the way around from second to score. Right-handed batter. Pitch hits in front of home plate. Peterson blocks it, throws down to second base. Not going to be in time at first slide, and getting in there is Heredia. One ball count to Gavin Kelly, senior for the Vikings. Marshak with the stretch and the pitch. Fastball fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Already the runner at second. Long look in by Marshak, the right-hander. Now he'll check second base and deliver off-speed line drive base hit into left field. Heredia, now the ball gets away from Jaeger in left field, going to roll all the way to the fence. Kelly's going to round second, and he'll be in the third. So an RBI single for Kelly. Scores Heredia. Ball got by the left fielder, Jaeger. So he's at third for Christopher Proch, who had an RBI single an inning ago. Right-handed hitter. And he lines one into right field for a base hit. Scoring is Kelly. To make it 5-1. Gated a double play, a couple of quick outs here in the bottom of the second inning with three straight singles. Produce a couple of more runs, pitch down and into the left-handed hitting Adam Sarkis, who had a sack fly and an RBI in the first. Curveball down and into the left-handed batter, 2-0. Six hits in the game for Central Catholic. Pitch to Sarkis. Couldn't hold up on a low breaking ball. Went around for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Proch leads from first. Marshak stretches and delivers. This is upstairs. 3-1. Three in the first, two more here in the second for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. 3-1 pitch misses down and in. Sarkis with a walk, putting runners at first and second. Second walk given up by Marshak. Catcher Ben Peterson going to go out and talk to Marshak here. Try to settle him down. And all the Big Macs come in now for a full one meeting at the mound. Again, three in the first for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Couple of quick outs. Would be in of a double play, but then three straight singles and a walk. Marshak going to try to get out of this inning without any further damage. After that double play, it looked like he might be able to get a quick inning and get back in the dugout, but Vikings with six hits already in the game. Chase Jumpy, the batter, he has one of those, a single an inning ago. He's a left-handed hitter. First pitch to him. Fastball, just underneath the letters for a called strike. Marshak looks in, checks second base. Now the one strike pitch, Jumpy pops it up. That will get out of play on the third base side. 0-2. Runners lead from first and second. Marshak steps off the rubber now. Looking like something he saw there. Might have been the pitch selection. Now the stretch in the 0-2 pitch. It's out in front of home plate, skips away from Peterson. Runners will advance from second to second and third. So a wild pitch. Two more runners in scoring position for the Vikings. Already up 5-1 here in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch on the way to Jumpy, and he takes just outside for a ball. Marshak with an off-speed pitch there. Jumpy, the number 5 hitter in the order. Marshak stretches and delivers. That one fouled off, out of play, down the left field line. General holds, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Had 3 straight singles and 4 hits total in the first inning. Here's a ground ball, baked it through the hole on the right side. Crotch will score. Sarkis will be held at third. It's now 6-1 after the RBI single by Jumpy. The runners at the corners now with 2 down for Maxim Clister. Get into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Vikings sent 7 to the plate in the first. Clister is the 8th batter to come to the plate here in the second. Marshak with the first pitch, and it misses high. Marshak looks into Peterson for the sign. Looks over his shoulder at first. Now the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Lister check swing, but it'll be a called strike to even the count at 1. Like a breaking ball down and away from the right-handed batter, Lister. 1-1 pitch. Fastball down and in this time. 2 balls and a strike. Three runs in the first, 3 more here in the second for Pittsburgh Central Catholic, and not finished yet with runners at the corners. Off-speed pitch just missed. Clister started the bat but held up, 3-1. Marshak stretches his 3-1 pitch and misses upstairs with the fastball. The walk loads the bases. Third walk given up by Marshak. Marcus at third, Jumpy moves up to second on the walk, Clister on at first, and Luke McCartney, who struck out swinging his first time up, is the 9th batter to come to the plate in this inning for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. McCartney, a left-handed hitter. Marshak's first pitch, fastball low. Marshak works from the stretch with the bases loaded. His 1-0 pitch hit in the air to center field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Russell cuts it off. 2 runs will score. Throw comes into second base. But it is now 8-1 for Pittsburgh Central Catholic on the 2-run single by Luke McCartney. Brings home Sarkis and Jumpy, and now we'll get a mound visit and a pitching change. See what Brendan Steele decides to do here. Eight runs surrendered by Marshak. On 8 hits. And still responsible for the 2 runners on, Clister at second, and McCartney at first. But Colton Smittel Jr. will come into pitch now here for Kenny McMillan, a right-hander. His numbers on the season, a 3.39 ERA, record of 0-2. This is his fourth appearance. Has started one game and threw a complete game in that start. In 10 innings, he's given up 9 hits, 10 in the third innings, I should say. 9 hits, 8 runs. Only 5 of those earned. He has walked 9 and struck out 6. His opponent's batting average is .231. So a short afternoon for MJ Marshak, as he is relieved by the right-hander Colton Smittel. Batter Smittel will face is Ryan DeLuca. DeLuca started this inning being hit by a pitch. Was erased on a double play. Seven straight batters have reached base here for Pittsburgh Central Catholic since that double play. 5 of them have come around to score. Runners at first and second with 2 down. DeLuca, big right-handed hitter. At 6-1, swings and misses at the first offering from Smittel. Lister at second, McCartney at first. Smittel with a one-strike pitch. Swing and a miss at a curveball. DeLuca way out in front. Middle, checks the runners. His 0-2 pitch, and that one hits way out in front of home plate, gets past the catcher Peterson, and the runners advance to second and third. Big Mac's already down 8-1, and he'll afford to let any more come across. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside with a fastball, 2-2. Smittel will work from the stretch with runners at second and third. 2-2 pitch, fastball just outside, full count. DeLuca, the number 8 hitter in the order for the Vikings. Stretch by Smittel on the 3-2 pitch, and it's in the turf, blocked by Peterson. But DeLuca on for the second time in the inning with a walk. Fourth walk of the game for Kenny McMillan. Landon Green will bat. Bounced into a 6-4-3 double play that had the Big Macs in a situation with 2 outs and the bases empty here in this inning. But pitches fouled back by Green for strike 1. Eight straight batters have reached base. They're loaded with a one-strike pitch on the way to Green. That one hits out in front of the plate, blocked by Peterson. 1 ball, 1 strike. Smittel with the stretch, his 1-1 pitch. There's a called strike. 5 high, inside half of the plate, 1-2. Middle stretches and delivers. Ground ball back up the middle, through for a base hit. Russell up with it. This will score 2 more runs. Throw going to come all the way to the plate, but sliding in is McCartney. Lister scores from second, or I should say Lister from third, McCartney from second. Lucas stops at second base. Two runs single for Green. He's on at first. Seven runs in this inning. And it's a 10-1 lead for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Back up to the top of the order. Yadiel Heredia, been on base twice, a walk and a single. Takes a fastball in the turf, walked by Peterson, who's really had his work cut out for him behind the plate so far today. 10-1 for Central Catholic. 1-0 pitch. Rolled, and it's going to hit the bag at first base, and it's safe at first. Is Heredia. Runners move up a base, so the bases are loaded again. There's a ground ball at the first baseline, and it was just foul for the longest time, and then it bounced back in, hit the bag, popped up in the air. Braden Radu, away from the bag, fielded it, but he could not beat Heredia to the base to get the out. So Heredia with an infield single loads the bases. Gavin Kelly, the batter, with a couple of singles. Two runs scored and an RBI. First pitch fastball, just above the belt on the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Stretch by Smittle. One strike pitch. Called strike again, like something off speed from Smittle. Kelly nods his head in agreement with the call. Off the outside part of the plate. And Smittle ahead 0-2. The right-hander stretches and delivers. Going down and grounding it to third. Burke with the throw to first. And it's not in time. Kelly beats it out. So another run scores. Ready into second, DeLuca scores, Green to third. Ten of these 11 runs charged to Marshak, the starter. First pitch fastball high to Proch, who's 2-for-2, two singles, two RBI, two runs scored. Still loaded with two down. Ball popped up. Left side of the infield. Burke coming down the line in foul territory. Makes the catch. And the side is retired. But eight runs in the bottom of the second for Pittsburgh Central Catholic.
Right here.
On eight hits. One Big Mac error and Central Catholic leaves the bases loaded. We've played an inning and a half. Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading Cannon McMillan 11-1. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Bear.
Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, and online, WJPA.com and the WJPA Sports Network. Anna McMillan with a win can qualify you for the playoffs, but they're down 11-1 after just an inning and a half here at Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Vikings won yesterday's meeting between these two teams. It was 9-7. As Alex Shank leads it off here in the bottom of the second for Kenna McMillan, right-handed hitting second baseman, takes a strike from Pittsburgh Central Catholic right-hander Ryan Tater. One strike pitch. Thompson's foul, third base side. Shen gave up a solo home run. Ben Peterson in the bottom of the first to account for Kenny McMillan's run. Like that was a while ago. 0-2 pitch on the way to Shank. Grounded, right side. Jumpy second baseman, field throws to first and gets Shank by about half a step. For the first out here in the bottom of the second inning, that'll bring up Teddy Burke, third baseman. Burke, a right-handed batter, hitting .310 in 29 at-bats. He's driven in six runs. Got one home run to his credit, files back a fastball from Tater for strike one. Kenny McMillan softball on Thursday here on WJVA. Next will be taking on Baldwin. Pitch upstairs, one ball, one strike to Burke. Got a few innings before this comes into play, but if you're Kenny McMillan, first thing you're thinking about is get the deficit under 10 to avoid the 10-run rule. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Base umpire Brent Schimmel says that Burke did not go around. Two balls, one strike. One pitch. Oh, and that one hit Schimmel right in the back as he turned away from him. So he's on at first with one out for first baseman Braden Radu. Radu is 3-for-6 on the season. He does have three runs batted in.
How about him? First baseman number 9.
Left-handed batter playing first base for the Big Macs with Burke at first and one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading 11-1. First pitch to Radu. Files a fastball straight back. Radu listed at 6-2. Back foot right on that back line in the batter's box. Waiting on a one-strike pitch. Tater stretches and delivers. Kurt Valbus is upstairs. May have been outside as well. One ball, one strike. Sun's starting to peek through the clouds here. That looks like it will only be temporary. Tater stretches his 1-1 pitch. Popped up. That will get out of play on the third base side, a ball and two strikes. Runner at first is Burke with one out. Dater with the stretch. 1-2 pitch. Radu, line drive, one hopper to the shortstop. Green goes to second for one, on to first. A 6-4-3 double play in the inning. A hit batter and nobody left on. After two, Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading Kenny McMillan 11-1. And we're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Pittsburgh Central Catholic with an 11-1 lead over Kenny McMillan as the Vikings come to bat here in the top of the third inning. They've already gone through the order twice. And the top three guys have hit three times in the first two innings. Adam Sarkis, the batter, takes a pitch that bounces out in front of home plate for a ball. Sarkis sack fly and an RBI in the first inning, walked and scored in the second. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one misses downstairs as well from Kenny McMillan's Colton Spittle, who relieved M.J. Marshak in the second inning. Here's a fastball just above the belt for a called strike. Two balls and one strike to Sarkis. One pitch, called strike at the knees. Off-speed offering there from Spittle. Two-two pitch. That one hits in the turf out in front of home plate. So a full count here on Sarkis leading off the top of the third. Two pitch hit in the air to left field. Yeager going back into the gap towards center field and makes it over the shoulder grab for the first out of the inning. Yeager had to go a long way to get that one. He makes the play for the first out here in the top of the third inning. Chase Jumpy, the batter. Jumpy, right-handed hitting second baseman with a couple of singles, one run scored and one driven in here today. First pitch from Spittle, just below the letters on the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Spittle going with something other than the fastball there. One strike pitch, and a shot down the left field line, stayed just inside the bag. Burke couldn't cut it off, as Jumpy will head for second and get in standing up with a one-out double, his third hit of the day. Fourth hit given up by Spittle. Maxim Plister, the batter. 0 for 1 with a fielder's choice, walked and scored in the second. Plister, a right-handed batter, Jumpy at second. Hitting the oven mitt on. First pitch to Plister. He hits a solid single into right center field, and Azak going to have a tough time cutting that off. He does, but scoring easily from second base is Jumpy to make it 12-1. Been hit given up by Spittle and second run. Luke McCartney, the designated hitter to bat. 1 for 2. That's the first pitch fouled out of play, third base side. Two-run single an inning ago for McCartney. Later came around to score. One strike to McCartney. Takes a pitch out the letters for a called strike. Lister, the runner at first with one out. One run in for the Vikings here in the top of the third. Scored 3 in the first, 8 in the second, and 1 here in the third. 0-2 pitch. McCartney taps it foul to the right of home plate. That one hit McCartney on the foot. Has to walk it off there. Now he steps back into the box. Colton Spittle for Kenny McMillan with an 0-2 pitch. That one lined into left field, and it hangs up and right at Colin Yeager. He'll snare it for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Ryan DeLuca. Hit by a pitch. Batted twice in the second. Hit by a pitch and walked and scored a run. Right-handed batter steps in with two down and Plister at first. Spittle's first pitch, off-speed, misses upstairs. Big Max playing DeLuca to pull, has a lot of room in right center. 1-0 pitch. This is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Smittle checks first. Now the pitch. Fastball, high, high, called strike. 2-1. Short lead from Lister at first base. 2-1 pitch. One off-speed misses inside. 3-1. Smittle with the 3-1 pitch. Jams DeLuca, who fouls it off. And the count is full with 2 outs. Lister will be running on the pitch. Home plate umpire Brian Gillespie getting a couple of new baseballs. Another 3-2 pitch with the runner going. Called strike 3 to end the inning. Pittsburgh Central Catholic comes up with another run on 2 hits and they strand one. We've played 2.5. Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading Canada McMillan 12-1. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Canada McMillan comes to bat here, bottom of the third inning. Big Max down by 11 runs. Colin Yeager, well, Taz Tazak, and Sam Meredith to bat here for Canada McMillan. Yeager in left field. He's a right-handed hitter. Hitting 273 on the season in 22 at bat, 6 hits, 6 runs batted in. Off-speed pitch inside, backs him off the plate from Ryan Tater, the right-hander for Central Catholic. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Yeager with a home run on the year. Waiting on a 1-1 pitch from Tater. This down low, catcher Kelly trying to pull it back up into the zone, but home plate umpire Brian Gillespie not buying it. 2-1. Tater delivers. Yeager grounds it to short. Nice play by Green. Throws across the diamond. A little bit low. Dug out by Sarkis for the first out here in the bottom of the third. Will Tazak the batter now. Number 9 hitter in the order for Kenna McMillan. Hitting 282 in 39 at bats for Kenna McMillan. 11 hits, 5 runs batted in. 1 extra base hit. It was a double. Tazak left-handed batter. First pitch from Tater. Strike on the outside edge. About left or high. Tater into the windup. His 1-strike pitch. That one at the knees for a called strike. Tater ahead, 2-2. The right-hander winds and delivers. Misses high and outside with that fastball. Just 1 hit in the game for Kenna McMillan through 2 1/3. That was the solo homer by Ben Peterson in the first inning. 1-2 pitch. That one hit in the air will get out of play on the third base side. One ball, two strikes. Nader into the windup. Pitch misses inside. Back to the top of the plate. 2-2. Nader into the windup. 2-2 pitch. Ball. Bob Tipkelly could not hold on to it. Hit his glove, but couldn't squeeze it. Now holds it 2-2. One out, bases empty here. Bottom of the third for Kenny McMillan. 2-2 pitch. That one off speed hits out in front of home plate. Full count. Then Meredith, leadoff hitter in the order, waiting to bat next. Hitter shakes a couple of signs. Now 3-2 offering misses upstairs. One out walk for Tazic. First walk given up by Tater. Also has hit one batter. So back up to the top of the order, Sam Meredith grounded to third his first time up. Bats with Tazic at first base and one out. Third baseman Clister just about even with the bag. Mentioned turf infield here at the McDowell Complex. That pitch hits Meredith square in the back, second batter that Tater has hit. Kenny McMillan with runners at first and second and one out here in the bottom of the third inning. That was Kelly. Going to go out and talk to his pitcher there. Catcher trying to settle him down with that big lead, 12-1. And get a visit from the dugout as well. Situation like this, up by 11 runs, you just want to throw strikes. Let your defense work for you. Cam Russell grounded out to the first baseman, Sarkis, his first time up. So the meeting breaks up at the mound. Nader with a little walk behind the mound just to gather himself before he faces Cam Russell. Runners at first and second. Kenny McMillan down by 11, so trying to make something happen here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Russell. Belt high inside edge for a called strike. Nazik at second. Meredith at first for Kenny McMillan. Nader with the stretch. Long pause now, the one-strike pitch. Russell fouls it off to the right of home plate. So Nader out in front 0-2. As mentioning the turf infield here, that includes the baseline. Brown turf to make it look like a dirt infield, but it's all... Synthetic turf, 0-2 pitch, grounded to the right side. Jumpy has it. His only play is to first. He'll get the out there. Second out of the inning. Runners move up to second and third for Kenny McMillan for Ben Peterson. And a towering home run to right center field his first time up. It was Peterson's third home run of the year. Right-handed batter steps in with first base open. 12-1 Central Catholic League. Peterson takes a fastball up high. Nazik at third, Meredith at second for the Big Macs. 1-0 pitch to Peterson. Curveball high again. Two balls, no strikes. Nader stretches. His 2-0 pitch. Peterson swings and misses, and one that appeared to be down and out of the zone. Two balls on a strike. Nader from the stretch. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good low fastball. Borderline pitch there. Two balls, two strikes. Two down, runners at second and third for Kenny McMillan, down by 11 here in the bottom of the third inning. 2-2 pitch. Ball hit to the left side. Green has to charge. Lost it in his glove a little bit. Throws to first. Not in time. So Peterson is safe. And Natasic scores from third to make it 12-2. Well, that an infield single for Peterson. And it was a tough play for Green. Fielded it cleanly. It looked like he just double-clutched trying to get it out of his glove. At least in my mind, hard to charge it with an error there. Natasic scoring from third to make it 12-2. Meredith from second to third. The runners at the corners for Kenny McMillan. Patragas, the batter, right-handed hitter with a runner going from first, throw down to second base, and out trying to steal second is Ben Peterson, the caught stealing. In the inning, Kenny McMillan comes up with a run on one hit and they strand one. We've played three complete, and Pittsburgh Central Catholic leads Kenny McMillan 12-2, back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
Pittsburgh Central Catholic comes to bat here in the top of the fourth inning with a 12-2 lead. Third game of this series will be Thursday at Central Catholic, a scheduled 4 o'clock start. Again, Big Macs have to win one of these two games to get into the playoffs. Vikings won yesterday 9-7, and they have a 10-run lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Landon Green, the shortstop, leads it off. He's 1-for-2. Taps the first pitch foul in front of the Vikings dugout on the first base side. A 2-run single for Green in the second inning. He batted twice in the second. Again, get back to it after this one-strike pitch. Called strike, fastball on the inside edge, makes it 0-2. But Vikings scored 3 in the first. Kenny McMillan, that... 2 outs and the bases empty in the second inning. But Pittsburgh Central Catholic went on to score 8 runs before the Big Macs finally got out of it. Pitch misses the ball and 2 strikes to Green. So Green batted twice in that second inning. Hit into a double play that looked like it was now Green is hit by a pitch. So he is on at first. And back up to the top of the order, Yaniel Heredia, center fielder for the Vikings. Been on base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. He scored 2 runs. Colton Spittle for Kenny McMillan delivers a high fastball. And Peterson had to reach up to snare that one before it got by him. Middle right-hander, 1-0 pitch. Curveball drops in, called strike. count even at one. It's middle. Stretches and delivers. Curveball upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Green, the runner at first with nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Middle with the stretch and the pitch. High fastball, 3-1. Right-hander Spittle with the stretch, 3-1 pitch. Redia hits it in the air to center field, right center. Russell goes into the gap, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Green has to stay at first. That'll bring up Gavin Kelly, the catcher. Three singles, two runs scored, two driven in. Kelly, a right-handed batter, stepping in with one out and Green at first. Here in the top of the fourth. First pitch, did that one hit a piece of Kelly? Indeed it did, so two hit batters here in the inning. They'll move Green up to second base. Runners at first and second with one out. Christopher Brotch, the batter. A couple of singles in three trips, two runs scored, two driven in. That's with teammates at first and second. Takes an off-speed pitch low and away. Kelly at first, Green at second for the Vikings. Stretch by Smittle, 1-0 pitch. Chop left side. Nice play by the third baseman. Burke throws to first in time for the second out of the inning. Runners advance to second and third. Burke had no other play but to go to first and get the out there. That'll bring up Adam Sarkis, the first baseman. Officially 0 for 1, but he has a walk and a run scored and a sacrifice fly and an RBI. Left-handed batter steps in with teammates at second and third and two down here on the top of the fourth. Pitch in the turf, blocked by Peterson. Two lead for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. 1-0 pitch comes in, up and in. Marcus has to turn away from it. 2-0. Stretch by Smittle and his 2-0 pitch. That one low in the turf, blocked by Peterson. Three balls, no strikes. First base open here, so Big Mac's down by 10. I don't know that I've ever seen a 15-run rule game, but runners in second and third, certainly a chance for Central Catholic to get there. Off-speed pitch taken for a strike by Sarkis. Three balls, one strike. Middle stretches, delivers a 3-1 pitch. That ball laced into center field, but it hangs up for Russell, who moves over toward the right center gap, makes the catch, and retires the side. A couple of hit batters and two left on base for Central Catholic in the top of the fourth. After 3.5, Vikings lead Kenny McMillan 12-2. We're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nico Petragas to lead it off for Ken McMillan in the bottom of the fourth inning. He was at bat when Ben Peterson was caught stealing to end the third. 12-2 lead for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. 3 in the first, 8 in the second, 1 more in the third. Big Macs with single runs in the first and third innings. Right-handed hitting Petragas looks to call third strike his first time up. Leads off the bottom of the fourth here for the Big Macs. First pitch fastball from Ryan Tater fouled straight back. 1450 AM, WJBA Washington, bringing you high school baseball here from McDowell Sports Complex. Pitch from Tater hits out in front of the home plate. 1-1. Also glad to have you along. WJPA.com and the WJPA Sports Network. 1-1 pitch to Petragas. Fastball misses outside. Hater looks in, the right-hander winds and delivers. Fouled straight back, another fastball. Down even at 2. So again, Cannon McMillan right now down by 10 runs. They'll get to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. But they'll have to get that deficit under 10 to get this game to the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, little high. Full count to Petragas, leading off the bottom of the fourth. Three-two pitch from Tater. Foul back. Petragas battling to keep this at-bat going. Another 3-2 pitch due from Tater. Petragas bounces it to the left side, backhanded by Green. Long throw across the diamond, in time to get Petragas for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up second baseman Alex Shank, grounded out to his counterpart at second base, Chase Jumpy, his first time up. Shank, a right-handed hitter. First pitch from Tater, check swing, and the ball's fouled off. For his sake, I hope Shank does not play golf. One strike to the right-handed batter. Tater with the pitch. Fouled back, right side out of play. So Tater quickly ahead 0-2. Got into a little bit of trouble with a walk and a hit batter an inning ago, but was able to limit the damage to just one run. Another 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Looked like Tater took something off of that one. Gets the strikeout, his second of the game. That'll bring up Teddy Burke, the third baseman, hit by a pitch in the second inning. Tater was then able to get Radu to ground into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. Ball hit in the air to left field. DeLuca, plenty of room, just wait for it to come down, makes the catch, and the side is retired. Big Macs go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll head to the fifth with Pittsburgh Central Catholic leading Cannon McMillan 12-2. And we're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
pitcher for Cannon McMillan as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's A.J. Andronis. He's a sophomore, a left-hander. His numbers on the year, this may, at least by the stats that I have, this will be his first pitching appearance of the season. So again, a 10-run lead here for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And McMillan's going to have to score in the bottom of the fifth inning to keep the game going. And they need to hope that they can keep the deficit at 10 right now.
Number nine, Carson Pettyjohn.
Carson Pettyjohn is going to bat for Chase Jumpy here. Pettyjohn, a right-handed hitter, leading off the top of the fifth, and he takes a strike from Andronis. Pettyjohn pitched yesterday for the Vikings. One strike pitch to him. Grounds it to third. Nice second hop for Burke. Throw across the diamond in time to get the out. One down here in the top of the fifth. Max Clister will bat.
Now that is number 18.
He's one for two plus a walk. He has scored a run and driven in one. The lefty Andronis with the first pitch to Clister. Fastball upstairs. Good heat on that pitch from Andronis. Pop the glove of Peterson. Andronis with the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Probably missed high, but not by much. One ball, one strike. Pettyjohn takes down and in, or Clister, excuse me. Well, 2 lead for Pittsburgh Central Catholic batting here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch misses down and in. Three balls, one strike. One out, base is empty. Andronis with the pitch. Lister takes high for ball four. Have 5 walks given up here by the Big Macs in this game. Going to get a pinch hitter here. I believe it's going to be Mark Pito. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Pito misses downstairs. Runner at first, one out. Pito takes pitch that just missed up high. Pito hitting 111 on the year, just 9 at-bats. Does have 3 runs driven in. First pitch, rolled slowly to short. Not going to be an easy play, but flip the second for one. And not in time to get Pito at first. Good play by Meredith to Shank just to get that out because that ball was not hit very hard at all. Fielder's choice.
Now that is
6-4. Puts Pito on at first with 2 down. Another pinch hitter here. Troy Polkowski, a junior. Hitting for DeLuca. First pitch in there for a strike. Wilkowski just 2-for-10 on the season with a couple of RBIs. Right-handed batter backed off the plate. Pitch down around the ankles. 1 ball, 1 strike. Two outs, runner at first. A.J. Andronis, third pitcher of the game for Kenna McMillan. Is inside, breaking ball from the left-hander, coming down and in to Polkowski. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pito the runner at first. Andronis checks first, now his 2-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit in the left field. Yeah, Seeger fires it back in, but runners at first and second with two down for the Vikings here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll get another pinch hitter here, Richie Lynch, going to bat for Landon Gray.
Number 25, Richie Lynch.
The three straight pinch hitters here for the Vikings with a 10-run lead in the top of the fifth inning. Lynch, a right-handed hitter. Steps off. Lynch just four at-bats on the season, looking for his first hit. He skies the first pitch into shallow right center. Russell comes in. He'll make the catch, and that will retire the side. A walk and a base hit. Two left on. So Kevin McMillan needs a run in the bottom of the fifth inning to keep the game going. They trail 12-2. We'll have that bottom of the fifth when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Sexual violence does not discriminate based on race, gender, orientation, age, or ability. Are you a survivor of sexual violence? Counseling and advocacy services are available at no cost to you through the Care Center STARS program. Sexual assault is not your fault, and you don't have to go through this experience alone. Please contact the STARS program at 724-229-5007. That's 724-229-5007.
Pittsburgh Central Catholic used a couple of pinch hitters there. And looks like Petty John is going to stay in the game and play second base. Also, Troy Polkowski replaces DeLuca in left field. Brady Verdue leads it off for Kenny McMillan, takes a strike from Ryan Tater to open up the bottom of the fifth inning. Landon Green re-enters that shortstop for the Vikings. Another called strike fastball on the outside part of the plate to Verdue. Verdue hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the second inning. Behind in the count here, 0-2. Tater delivers. Fastball outside. Again, the Big Macs need a run to keep the game going. The right-hander Tater with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good low fastball there. Verdue down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout for Tater in the ball game. Colin Yeager to bat for the Big Macs, grounded out to the shortstop Green his first time up. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Yeager, out in front of an off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. One strike to Yeager, grounds it to third, just past the diving Clister into left field for a one-out single for Yeager. Just the third hit of the game for Kenny McMillan. So Yeager on at first with one out. Will Tazik, the batter, walked and scored in the third inning. Going to get a runner here for Yeager at first. We will. That'll be Troy Stimson. Stimson caught a lot of people's eye in the Pony League World Series last year. Catcher for the Washington County squad. So Stimson, the pinch runner at first base. First pitch to Tazik, high chopper. Third baseman Clister will throw to first and get Tazik for the second out of the inning. Stimson moves to second. Get Clister with that high chopper, really had only the play at first. able to get that for the second out of the inning. And now Sam Meredith, top of the order for Kenny McMillan, 0 for 1, also hit by a pitch back in the third. 12-2, Pittsburgh Central Catholic in the lead. Nader with the first pitch to Meredith. Just missed outside. I thought the sun coming out was going to be temporary. A lot of clouds up there, but it has stayed out. And a much more pleasant afternoon. 1-0 pitch, grounded to the left side. Shortstop Green has, throws to first. And that retires the side and ends the ball game. A hit and a runner left on for Cannon McMillan. And it is a five-inning short victory for Pittsburgh Central Catholic. They defeat Cannon McMillan 12-2. We'll recap it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We've got some great offers on Mazda this month. Leasing is back. We have a great selection of Mazdas, over 100 in stock, for immediate delivery. A new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive with automatic transmission. You can lease one for $199 a month for 36 months with only $4,500 in trade or cash down. That's right, only $199 a month. And your trade's probably worth that kind of money. So come on up and see us and drive one home today.
Offer on in-stock models with approved credit for very well-qualified lessees through Mazda Financial Services. Excludes tax, title, license, and other fees. Must take delivery by 4/30/24.
Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
The honest dealer, believably different, Bud Baer.
A three-year-old girl is sitting on the curb, crying, lost and confused. You've never seen that? There are dozens of children crying. They just don't do it in public. The adults in their lives can't care for them. But who listens to them? They have no voice. They are almost invisible. CASA volunteers see them, hear them, and speak on their behalf. A CASA is a court-appointed special advocate. He or she is matched with a child or several siblings, gets to know them, and comes to court when their fate is being decided by judges who don't know them and don't know their needs or wants. CASA volunteers say it is incredibly rewarding. Don't worry if you don't have experience. We'll train you. You will have only one case at a time, so it's part-time. But we ask you to stay with the children until they are in a safe, permanent home. Right now, we particularly need volunteers from the minority community. Join CASA's 20-year commitment to our children. Go to CASAWashington.org. That's CASAWashington.org.
Pittsburgh Central Catholic defeats Kenneth McMillan 12-2. And with the win, the Vikings improve to 6-8. Kenneth McMillan drops to 7-7. And it's going to come down to Thursday at the Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Cannon McMillan's going to have to win that game to get in the playoffs. Mount Lebanon, Hempfield, and Norwin have already clinched. Winner of that game between Central Catholic and Cannon McMillan is going to get that fourth spot and qualify for the WPIA All-Playoffs. Again, that's Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Central Catholic. We'll have Big Mac softball on Thursday. Cannon McMillan will be hosting Baldwin 4 o'clock start. That's a win-and-get-in situation for the Big Mac softball team as well. Final line score, Vikings 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They leave 9 on base for Kenneth McMillan. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and they strand 2. Winning pitcher is Ryan Tater. He goes 5 innings, gives up 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. And he also hit 2 batters. Kenneth McMillan used 3 pitchers. MJ Marshak will take the loss. He went an inning and 2/3, gave up 10 runs. I have all of them earned on 8 hits. He walked 3 and did not strike out a batter. Big Max also used Colton Smittle. He went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs. Both of those earned on 5 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And he hit 1 batter. AJ Andronis went the final inning, gave up 1 hit and walked 1. So again, Big Macs dropped to 7-7 in the section, 7-9 overall. Pittsburgh Central Catholic improves to 6-8, and nine and nine overall. Obviously, if the Vikings win on Thursday, both teams then would be 7 and 8, and with the Pittsburgh Central Catholic getting the sweep over Kenny McMillan, that would put them in if it ends up being a two-way tie. Still a possibility of being a three-way tie. Norwin has three games remaining. They defeated Hempfield yesterday 10-8. They're playing again today, and they'll have another game to complete that series. And Norwin also will play on Monday at Baldwin to complete its section schedule. But the Big Macs will not benefit from a three-way tie. So they have to win and get in on Thursday. That's their only route to the playoffs. So the final score, 12-2 here. Pittsburgh Central Catholic defeats Kenna McMillan. I want to thank Jacob Knisner, our producer, and also a special thank you to our sponsors, Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And Mud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Mud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Final score this afternoon, Central Catholic wins two in a row against Kenny McMillan. A five-inning game here today as the Vikings win 12-2. Big Mac softball on Thursday. And as our stretch drive package continues of high school baseball and softball games here, keep an eye on our website, our sports page in particular, WJPA.com. Always have the upcoming games listed there for you, obviously for the remainder of the regular season and once the playoffs get underway as well. Thanks for being with us. I'm Mark Urian. Again, tune in Thursday for Big Mac softball against Baldwin at 4 o'clock here on WJPA AM and the WJPA Sports Network. Have a good evening.